This episode is a letter to you, my listeners. Dear listener, you may have found my podcast today, or maybe you've been listening from the very beginning. Thank you for being here. I started this podcast not just because I had a passion for learning about all things global health related, but because I wanted to feel like I had a purpose. When I decided to relaunch the podcast, I knew I wanted to create something bigger than myself. Not just a podcast, not just a hobby, but something that could create change and amplify the good that people are doing for the world. Growing up, I never thought about the world in this context. I didn't know that the term public health or global health existed. I was taught to simply study, get a good job, build a family, and just live my life. And I followed that path for a while. For a long while. It's difficult to see outside your narrowly drawn path unless something tugs you out of it. And that tug was feeling like I just didn't belong. I did all the right things. I got my bachelor's and master's in engineering. I did my master's at Columbia University and got into the most prestigious leadership program at the biggest healthcare company in the world, Johnson & Johnson. And I still felt off. Something had to give. And I had no idea why I just didn't feel happy. What I didn't realize is that the universe, God, source, or whatever you believe in, truly had other plans for me. And while I seemed to reject those plans for a really long time, I started to face what so many of us experience these days: burnout. My health deteriorated, my mental health was at an all-time low, and I didn't have time or energy for the little things that mattered anymore. When it became too much, I decided to call it quits, which was not easy by any means. If you're listening to this and you're wondering why I'm telling you all of this, it's because I want you to know that the success of this podcast is because of you. You decided to listen. There are a good number of global health podcasts out there. And you chose to listen to mine. Maybe because I come at the podcast from a different perspective, as someone with no academic background in global health, as someone who is just curious, and as someone who just wants to feel like she's doing something good for the world, as someone who battles imposter syndrome on a daily basis. You decided to listen, and it's truly humbling. Podcasting is a long game. It's a marathon, and I have to continue to tell myself to trust the process. But because of you, I'm now in the top 2% of global podcasts and have even secured my very first sponsorship. I'm finally on my way to becoming a full-time global health storyteller and podcaster, and it's truly because of you. I'm now stepping into what I want to call phase two of the global health pursuit. This episode today is the conclusion of my first year of the podcast. It's also the conclusion of the very first season. Yes, I know, the first season was a year long. But that's also because I'm now changing up my strategy. I'm learning a lot about podcasting and how to create the greatest impact with them through strategic releases and the onboarding of new sponsorships with aligned partners, which is incredibly exciting. I mentioned that I've secured my very first sponsor for the podcast, and I hope to onboard several more in the coming months. On a personal note, the next couple months are very important to me and require my full attention as I'm getting married. So if you're new to the podcast, definitely take some time to go scroll through the 50 plus episodes that I've released over the past year and see what intrigues you. Maybe you want to learn about obstetric fistula. Maybe you want to learn about poverty alleviation, or maybe you want to learn about big pharma. I assure you, there's an episode for everyone. If you're a student wanting to learn more about global health and have listened to an episode or two on a topic that excites you, please reach out to me. I would be so happy to connect you with the amazing guests I featured. Who knows? It could potentially lead to an internship or volunteering opportunity. Maybe it will inspire you to start your own nonprofit or social enterprise. We dream big on this podcast, and you should too. Make sure you're subscribed and follow the Global Health Pursuit wherever you listen to podcasts so you don't miss out on the launch of season 2. This past year has been such a blessing and an honor. And thank you again for being on this journey with me. I'll see you soon. Love, Hetal.